head coach Nick Saban. The Crimson Tide plays host to Arkansas Saturday at 6 o'clock on ESPN. To ask a question for Coach Saban, please press star 1 on your telephone keypad now. And Coach, while we are waiting on questions, please take a minute to comment on your team entering the game against Arkansas.
Well, it's obviously a big game for us. It's an SEC game. It's a home game. It's homecoming. You know, we have a lot of respect for Arkansas. They've got some really good players. They move the ball effectively against everybody. They're playing better on defense this year. So, you know, I think the key to drill is, you know, everybody on our team needs to do a little more to be the best player that they can be and play with a little more consistency. And, you know, that's what we're striving for every day in practice. And, you know, you want to try to be perfect, knowing that you can't be perfect, but somewhere along the line you cross over to be excellent. So I'm sure I'm going to get asked about Tua, but we don't really have any update after 2 days. Nothing new. You know, he'll be non-weight bearing for 4 days, and then after that he starts rehab and he'll be day-to-day.
First question is from Tom Murphy of the Arkansas Democrat Gazette.
Yeah, hey Nick, I wonder what do you see from the Arkansas offense in terms of personnel and scheme in light of the fact they had some production on you guys here last year?
Well, we have a lot of respect for them. You know, we think their quarterbacks both play pretty well. They've got a really good runner. I think the tight end is an outstanding player. They got a couple of receivers who are ascending and becoming much more productive for them. They have a great scheme on offense in terms of the things that they do. It's very difficult to defend. A lot of multiples that you have to sort of try to defend. So, you know, we struggled last year, and hopefully we need to do better in this game.
And you mentioned their defense had improved. What have you seen from what John Chavis is doing with his body?
I think that they're, you know, playing really sound, solid football. You know, they've got a couple of inside players up front that are very aggressive, and you know, they run really well on defense. And you know, I think they're, you know, playing, you know, a lot more coverage type stuff that makes it a little bit more difficult for you to predict what they're going to do. And I think they've gotten better.
Next question is from Alex Byington of the Montgomery Advertiser.
Hey, Nick. I'm curious. A lot of teammates this week talked about Mac's confidence. How have you seen that kind of come out in practice this week now that, you know, he's got his opportunity Saturday?
It's been good. It's been really good. His disposition has been good. And he's executed really well. And, you know, we just hopefully we'll keep, you know, improving through the course of the week as we get more repetitions. And I think everybody's, you know, got to focus on finishing and doing their job. And Mac's got to do his job, and everybody else got to do their job. And that'll be the best way for us to be able to execute.
And I wanted to ask you, obviously turnovers have been a big thing this year for the defense. Has there been a more emphasis on being more opportunistic, maybe attacking the ball a lot more in recent weeks than maybe earlier in the season?
No, we've done the same thing, you know, all the way around. I think it's just, you know, player awareness of being able to take shots when they get shots. I mean, you know, I think when you look at it, you got certain players that attack the ball and are confident in being able to do it, know when to do it. You got other guys that are a little more cautious about it, and just got to keep on working on it so they get more comfortable, you know, with it.
Thanks, Nick.
Next question is from Bob Holt of the Arkansas Democrat Gazette.
Hey, Coach, how you doing?
Good, Bob.
Hey, I know you guys have a lot of impressive winning streaks, but reading through your game notes, I guess you won 88 straight games against unranked teams, like everybody since 2008. I know, you know, you're favored to win those games, but what's the key to that kind of consistency to never letting somebody, you know, sneak up on you or slip up in a game like that?
Well, I think that, you know, every player should play to his standard of excellence and what he tries to do. And, always respect your opponent for what they can do. And I think when you play in the SEC, everybody you play can bite you if you're not careful. And so, but you're really trying to play to your standard and have the proper respect and preparation for the team that you're playing. And you don't know that it's important to play to a high standard all the time. That's really what we try to get our guys to do, and try to play one game at a time and be totally focused on that opponent when we play them, and you know, see if we can go out there and execute and have the right energy and intensity when the game comes.
Thanks. Next question is from Chuck Culpepper of the Washington Post.
Hi, Coach. Through the years in your program, you've changed things up sometimes, and you've welcomed a lot of fresh voices, including coaches' voices, including young coaches' voices sometimes. And I wonder if you think there's a humility in that, and if you think that humility in general in the game is more crucial than it used to be.
Well, I think, you know, humility is a really important part of continuing to grow and be successful. What's the, you know, there's he who exalts himself will be humbled, and he who humbles himself will be exalted. I think that's probably a pretty good way to live. I don't think you've ever really arrived. I think there's always room for improvement. And I think if you have that humility, you know, you can avoid complacency, which, you know, can kind of set a tone for not having the proper respect for doing things the right way. So we're always trying to emphasize that with every player that we have on our team so that they can create value for themselves.
Thank you.
Final question is from John Viner of the Associated Press.
Yeah, Coach, you guys always talk about Nick stand up and things are done really well and adopting that philosophy and maintaining it. I'm wondering, is that harder sometimes than others? Do you maybe worry more about team psyche when you lose a guy like Tua, or do you like what you've seen out of son?
Well, you know, we have confidence in the players that we have, and you know, every player has a skill set, and hopefully we don't ask players to do what they're not capable of doing so that they have the best chance to be successful. And I think it's important for the leadership on your team to rally around and support, you know, any new player that you have that is put in a situation that he's been a backup player. Now he has to, you know, be the starter, and and you know, the guy that's becoming the starter has to take the bull by the horns and, you know, be the commander-in-chief as well. So I think it's a combination of the team having the right disposition and the player having the right disposition.
Thanks.